I am thankful to be here tonight. I'm thankful to see our brother, which will come before us and spread the word before us. I would ask that you give him his prayers, or give your prayers unto him to help him through this, to guide him and direct him. And I know he's come prepared and his heart's in the right place, and I pray that you would give attention to him. Our brother Jim Yates.
Amen. You know, I noticed a lot of dates that he read in the schedule coming. Seems like dates are really important to us. We have to remember this date for that, and that date for so on. There's a lot of dates in my life recently that are important. A week ago, my oldest daughter was her birthday. And I was listening to the dates this morning when we was here. We got a Mother's Day coming up, which happens to be my son John's birthday. And then a week after that, I've got another important date. I will have been married 68 years. Oh, you would think that that's enough birthdays, enough dates. But then a week and a half after that, it could be exact, 1 month from tomorrow will be my 90th birthday. Consequently, that's why I'm where I'm at tonight, instead of behind that. I can't stand very long anymore, or have as much discomfort and pain in my knees. And so that's the reason why I'm sitting down tonight to bring the message to you. So we see that dates mean something to each and every one of us. I'm going to start my sermon this evening in the 12th chapter of Luke. Just one verse. It's 12th chapter, 48th verse. For unto whom much is given, of him much is required. Now we know that Satan works harder against those who have seen the light than he does against those who haven't seen the light or that straight and narrow way. For those who are trying to live a life that will be pleasing unto God's sight, so that our conscience won't have to keep telling us, no, no, but well done, keep up the good work. For once we have seen the light and found the way, we are much harder to lead astray, for we know that there is a better way of life than the worldly way or Satan's way. We know that life will not always be a bed of roses or a downhill grade, but it's full of pitfalls and stumbling blocks and temptations of all kinds throughout our life. But for those who are always trying to keep the commandments of God and walk that straight and narrow path, as it's stated in Isaiah 64, the reward will be well worth our effort. Let's read that. Isaiah 64, fourth verse. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, besides thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Our minds can't conceive that which is in store to us. In the second chapter of 1 Corinthians, Paul tells us almost the same thing. 1 Corinthians 2, 9. But it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. We see almost the same thing again in Alma 7, page 333, verse 42 and 43. Page 333. Wherefore, prepare ye the way of the Lord, for the time is at hand that all men shall reap the reward of their works, according to that which they have been. If they have been righteous, they will reap the salvation of their souls, according to the power and the deliverance of Jesus Christ. And we know, for those who do not strive to keep the commandments laid down for all men to follow, they too will be rewarded, but not as one would ordinarily think as a reward, as we read in 2 Nephi, page 119, one verse, verse 49 in chapter 8. Verse 49. Woe unto the wicked, for they shall perish. For the reward of their hands shall be upon them. Also we see similar in Alma, seventh chapter, verse 44, page 333, verse 44, the seventh chapter. And if they have been evil, they shall reap the damnation of their souls, according to the power and the captivity of the devil. And again, in 2 Nephi, 6th chapter, 21st verse, page 106. And our spirits must have become like unto him, and we become devils, angels to the devil, to be shut out from the presence of our God, and to remain with the father of lies in misery like unto himself. I think that this probably is going to be the reward of the majority of mankind, unless there's many great changes in their lives. In Alma 16, page 431, verse 237 and 238, tells us part of what we can do to bring about that change in our lives to help put Satan behind us and keep him there. Verse 237. And now, my beloved brethren, I desire that ye should remember these things, and that ye should work out your salvation with fear before God, and that ye should no more deny the coming of Christ, that ye contend no more against the Holy Ghost, but that ye receive it, and take upon you the name of Christ, that ye humble yourselves even to the dust, and worship God in whatsoever place you may be in spirit and in truth. And that ye shall live in thanksgiving daily for the many mercies and blessings which he doth bestow upon you. Yea, and I also exhort my brethren that ye be watchful unto prayer continually, that ye may not be led away by the temptation of the devil, that he may not overpower you, that ye may not become his subject in the last day. For behold, he rewardeth you no good thing. Throughout the Bible and the Book of Mormon, there are accounts of the goodness and the mercies of God and his Son. There are places in the world today, though, if you say you are a Christian, could cost you your life. If you watch the news at all, you'll see that where ISIS has rounded up many, many Christians and killed them all in hideous ways. Beheadings, burning alive, drowning, shooting them in mass graves. It's not always the safest, wherever you might be, to say that you are a Christian. In the third chapter of Nephi, we can read what has happened to the Lamanites who were converted unto a true faith just a few years after the defeat of the Gadianton robbers. The people lived in peace and prosperity for a little time. They built new cities, rebuilt old ones, built highways from city to city. But in about 30 years, there began to be problems among the people. Some were lifted up in pride and boastings about their wealth. So what happened? Satan slipped in and caused all kinds of sin and iniquity of the people, and they were led away from their righteousness into all manners of temptations. But even through all this, there were those who were still believed and testified boldly pertaining to Christ. And they were going to be put to death for saying so. Let's go to page 600, Third Nephi, first chapter. And I'm going to start, and it's going to be kind of a long reading. Could start in verse 4. And we're going to see some things here that God did for the people who lived on this land in that time and endeavored to keep his commandments and live a righteous life. But they had problems because there were those who didn't believe. Let's start at the 4th verse. And it came to pass in the commencement of the 92nd year, behold, the prophecies of the prophets begin to fulfill more fully. For there was beginning to be greater signs and greater miracles wrought among the people. But there were some who began to say that the time was past for the words to be fulfilled, which were spoken by Samuel the Lamanite. And they begin to rejoice over their brethren, saying, behold, the time is past, and the words of Samuel are not fulfilled. Therefore, your joy and your faith concerning this thing has been vain. And it came to pass that they did make great uproar throughout the land. And the people which believed began to be very sorrowful, lest any means of those things which had been spoken might not come to pass. But behold, they did watch themselves steadfastly for the day and the night and the day, which should be as one day, and there would be no night, that they might know their faith had not been in vain. Now it came to pass that there was a day set apart by non-believers, that all of those who believed in those traditions shall be put to death, except that there should become a sign shall come to pass and shall be given by Samuel, that was given by Samuel the prophet. And it came to pass when Nephi, the son of Nephi, saw the wickedness of his people, his heart was exceeding sorrowful. And it came to pass that when he went out and bowed himself down upon the earth, he cried mightily to his God in behalf of his people. Yea, those which were about to be destroyed because of their faith in the traditions of their fathers. And it came to pass that he cried mightily unto the Lord all day. And behold, the voice of the Lord came unto him, saying, lift up thy head and be of good cheer. For behold, the time is at hand. On this night shall the sign be given. And on the morrow, I come into the world to show unto the world that I will fulfill all that which has been caused to be spoken by the mouth of my holy prophets. Behold, I come unto my own to fulfill all things which I have made known unto the children of men. From the foundation of the world, and to do the will of both the Father and the Son of the Father, because of me and the Son, because of my flesh. And behold, the time is at hand. And this night shall a sign be given. And it came to pass that the words which came unto Nephi were fulfilled, according as they had been spoken. For behold, at the going down of the sun, there was no darkness. And the people began to be astonished, because there was no darkness when night came. And there were many which had not believed the words of the prophets, fell to the earth, and became as if they were dead. For they knew that the great plan of destruction that they had laid for those who believed in the words of the prophets had been frustrated. For the sign which had been given was already at hand. And they began to know that the Son of God must come shortly. Yea, and fine, all the people upon the face of the whole earth, from the west to the east, both in the land north and the land south, were so exceedingly astonished that they fell to the earth. For they knew that the prophets had testified of these things for many years, and that the sign which had been given was already at hand. And they began to fear because of their iniquity and their unbelief. And it came to pass that there was no darkness in all the night, but it was a light all through as of midday. And it came to pass that the sun did rise in the morning again according to his proper order. And they knew that it was day that the Lord would be born, because of the sign which he had given. And it came to pass, yea, all things, every whit according to the words of the prophets. And it came to pass also that the new star did appear to the word. When our church was first started in Yucatan, there were some bad times. No deaths, but some of our people were stoned and beaten, and some were drugged through the streets by the hair of their head. However, they remained strong and faithful. Could we have this to happen to us and still restrain our faith and say that we believe in the goodness of God? I pray we can. And it's not an impossibility that something like that could happen someday. If that time should ever come in our life and happens to put us in that position, I pray that we could hang on to our faith. the way of the world is today, it could happen very easy to some of our brothers who go in very dangerous parts of the world. My prayer is that God continues to hold him in his hollow of his holy hand. Keep them safe and sound and bring them home safe once again. And that we continue to praise God and give him thanks for having heard our prayers concerning their conditions. I thank you for our time. I wasn't planning on a long sermon, which I don't do anyway. I was thinking that I was going to have to be standing during this time, and I didn't want to be too long. I'm sorry. But because of Andy caring for me, this was set up that I could sit down and come before thee. Consequently, it was a shorter time than I would have tried to do. I would try to extend it somehow. But I thank you for your time. May God bless you.